This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
From ridiculing Fat Boy to driving him to the negotiation table, Donald Trump has confounded the experts. How are you going to deal with Kim Jong-un? He's, you know, they tried to make Donald Trump look like he was the unhinged one, right? And now you've got Kim Jong-un begging for mama's milk over in China, ready to negotiate with South Korea, looking like in good faith he wants to enter the real world. And the diplomatic process with China's, prime minister, president, whatever you want to call him, Xi, saying to him, look, you need to come here, get dispatched, let's get you into the real world. Don't you want to see your economy improve? Don't you want to see things become better under your rule than under your dad's, et cetera, et cetera? Stop your starving people. Get us to lift the sanctions. And why do you think all of this is happening? Welcome, everybody, to the Kevin Jackson Show. No, it's not because of me. I know what you're thinking. No, it's not because of me. It's because of the diplomacy of Donald Trump, which is a tough diplomacy that says, China, we're going to put a $50 billion price tag on what you're doing currently until we, number one, get the trade imbalance done, and number two, you stop with your shenanigans. And China says, we'll respond by charging you $3 billion to bring your stuff into China. And Trump's like, I like that trade. No problem. Okay, great. Let's go for that one. $50 billion to your three. United States nets $47 billion. I'll take it. Then he says, President Trump says, I'm going to cut the trade deficit by $100 billion next year. We're going to knock this thing down. Now, let me tell you what I really love about Trump. He's proposing that the trade deficit is almost $800 billion. What I've seen was $567. That's what I've seen. I don't know whether it's gone up. I don't know whether he's looking at, because every time you get the numbers, they're a year or two old. So he may be saying, that's what they told you 2 years ago. This is the actual number. I've looked at the numbers. It's $800 billion. But if he reduces it from $800 billion, cuts off $100 billion, even when it catches up, it technically would, let's say it ends up being $750 billion, and he says, I'm knocking off, $100 billion. So he knocks off $100 billion, and even though in his numbers it only goes down to $700 billion, it's still going to be a win psychologically. So in other words, he's playing a game of the left, who will beef up the number, knock it down, and even if it ends up being, quote, the same, hey, I took $100 billion off, and by the time you realize it, it's moved on. Now, in his case, he will take $100 billion off. I don't know what the number is, because it's tough to know with government. They're liars. They're disingenuous people. They will tell us one thing knowing that the truth is nowhere close to that. These fake unemployment, numbers that they would give during the time of Obama. Oh, unemployment has dropped this much because people quit looking for work and all this other nonsense. Why are you playing games with us? Why don't you just tell the truth? Hey, guys, look, unemployment really hasn't dropped. We haven't been able to boost the economy by job creation. And I'll be blunt, it's because my tax policy is bad. That's what Barack Obama should have told you, but he couldn't tell you the truth. He hid it. And he hit it in the most devious of ways. People losing their jobs. And this guy, 100,000 people more quit looking. And so the number's going down. I wish Trump would say, you know what we're going to do? My unemployment number is so low. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to stop with this people who quit looking nonsense. And we're going to give you the actual unemployment. And we're going to challenge all the administrations going forward to do the same thing. Anything less than that is a lie to you. People who quit looking. If you quit looking for a job, you're officially unemployed. You're part of that number. If they can't spur the economy, don't let them fool you. That's what I want to hear come out of Trump's mouth. Anyway, back to Kim Jong-un. He goes to China. North Korea's leader and Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping, sought to portray strong ties, they said, between the longtime allies despite a recent chill. It was a secret trip. that he took to Beijing. Let me ask you this. Why didn't Kim Jong-un take this secret trip to Beijing under Barack Obama? The only time this dude has left the country since he took power in 2011. Anybody? Anybody? The visit highlights, they say, Beijing and Pyongyang's efforts to better position themselves by showing they support each other ahead of Kim's planned meetings with, get this, South Korean President Moon Jae-in and President Donald Trump in the coming weeks. When has this clown, known as Kim Jong-un, taken his butt outside of his country to go meet with the Chinese leader, the South Korean leader, and the American leader? Never happened. And let me tell you why it's happening right now. Because Donald Trump's buttocks sits in the White House. That is the only reason. And the only reason he would show this willingness to get his fat butt on a plane and go meet with China is because he got chastised. And they told him, you better pay attention to both of these countries. Because we need them. Here it comes. Kevin Jackson's broken record. Celebrate good times. Come on. Happy New Year, y'all. It's going to happen because of our economy. The United States now has regained to become the number one spot is the largest economy in the world. Period. We overtook China. Guess under whose watch? That would be under Donald Trump's. So we're now number one in economic size, not in per capita and all that. We are solidly number one in per capita. You know, pro rata, whatever, I don't know, you know what I'm talking about, in terms of the number of people and how big our economy is. We are the biggest and the baddest. Now throw in South Korea. Then throw in Japan. Both of the certain Japan and China, enemies. So we've wrapped up so much of the economy. China's saying to Kim Jong-un, look, dude, you got to go here. First time this guy's done this. So it's all pomp and circumstance. Hey, you know, he's come over. We're good buddies. They show, you know, the photo op, shaking hands, and everybody's smiling, the wives and the whole deal. Fact of the matter is this meeting doesn't occur without Donald Trump pressuring China, without Donald Trump working with South Korea to say, not only are you not going to have a market to the United States, you're not going to have a market to South Korea, you're not going to have a market to Japan. And by the time we're finished with you, China, you better just be selling to yourselves. And oh, by the way, good luck keeping up with your middle class who don't want your products. They want other people's products. Chinese know where the labels are. They know the real from the junk. That's why you have this going on. Anyway, we got a lot of time.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Was out, I heard that there is not to be any more emailing or texting after work hours, or you could be fined. This came about in New York City, and I'm not surprised by this because liberals are always looking for a way to get out of something. Now, look, I understand that you have a life. I get it. I want a life too. But here's what I've learned, and here's what I've taught my sons. It doesn't matter what you do for a living, there are going to be times where, and by the way, the more responsibility you have, the more likely you're going to get homework. So I would love to tell you guys, oh, yeah, I decompress. After I do this show, it's done. I shut her down. No, you don't. You're constantly looking at the news, discerning the news. And if the unfortunate thing about what I do, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way, KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to call. The sad thing about what I do is you are constantly looking at the news and having to discern it because it's part of your life. It isn't like you can ignore, quote, politics. Politics, it would be like ignoring your life. You don't know what the next rule is going to apply that you go, I wasn't aware of that. For example, the California thing about these pronouns. as silly as it is, you go to California and you're like, hey, how are you doing, sir? And they stick the cuffs on you. You're like, what are you arresting me for? For saying sir to a dude who used to be a dude. Now he's a girl. He professes to be a girl and wants to be called ma'am. Okay. So arrest me for this? As crazy as it sounds, that's what's happening. One of the people that follows me on Twitter sent me a note that said something I forget where it was, in Europe. We gave up our guns, and now you can be arrested for religious persecution just by saying something like, you know, I'm just not into Islam. You get arrested. And she says, giving up our guns allowed us to give up our rights to free speech. That's exactly what's happened. It's unbelievable. So now they in New York, no more texting and emailing after work. And this is a story that just got me while I was away. I said, when I come back, no matter when it is, I'm going to talk about this because I think this is a big deal. Fed up with having to check job-related emails after hours? Think there ought to be a law? Legislation in New York City would make it illegal for employees to access work-related emails outside of their regular work schedules. So here's what's going to happen. Somebody's going to say, do you want to do this job? This job requires you to access your email after work hours. Can you imagine you're a doctor or you're a lawyer, particularly a lawyer. One of your clients is in prison, you know, going to go to jail or something and needs to get a hold of his or her attorney. And because of some New York statute, you can't get a hold of them. I'd sue the city. What are you talking about? This is the way we communicate now. We have instant capability. Now, you can say to people on your own, and this is what I want to get back to this point, but this is what gets me about this is government interfering. I can say to people, look, I don't answer my phone after 7 o'clock at night. No matter what you do, you can call a service or whatever. I don't pick up my phone until 7 o'clock in the morning. I return calls at this time. You can set the parameters. But here we have government who says, no, we have to set this for you. You as an employee, you can't say, look, Mr. Boss Man, I work from 8 to 5. I'm not doing anything after those hours. If you're a dispatch, I don't know, give me whatever career you have. If that job ends at the time you're off the clock, what you should say to your boss is anytime that I have to do something that's off the clock, I'm going to bill it as part of my compensation package. Now, if you're salaried, you just flatly say, at 8 o'clock, I don't do anything after 8 o'clock. I turn my phone off. I won't answer my home phone. I have no means of communication. That's it. And so you leave it at that. Or make it even more simple. I do nothing work-related after the hours of 5 o'clock. That's it. Now, if you're an employee and compensated well, then that's part of the thing. Like, I was an engineer working as an engineer. They never did this. We had mandatory overtime on projects, but I was never called. I can't recall being called back in maybe once because something didn't work when we were getting ready to ship it out. Maybe. And then I'd have to go into the office. But for the most part, when I was home, I was home. Now, we didn't have the proliferation of all the different ways to get a hold of each other, but so, you know, still. But why is government wanting to interfere? The quality of life, my quality of life stinks. There are people who spend more time playing Candy Crush than they do work. How many government employees have we, I don't know how many you've seen, I've seen dozens playing solitaire. School teachers in the lounge, the bullpen where they're on, you know, disciplinary actions or whatever, working crossword puzzles and doing Sudokus. And then you want to say, oh, when somebody gets home, then, you know, they can't do something. If it's a personal thing and you've set your guidelines, fine. But for government to come in and go, this is the way things are, I think is ridiculous. But Rafael Espinal, 37th District in New York, wants to introduce this bill and give New Yorkers what they call the right to disconnect. And here's what he says. This is a serious law. And I think that in the form that it is right now, I can't imagine that it's going to pass. But stranger things have happened, said Kyle Reyes, Silent Partner Marketing CEO. Work-life balance is unique to the individual and shouldn't be legislated. That's what Reyes says. That's what I say. I'm curious as to what you think about work-life balance. There are careers that you are at the disposal of the people, a counselor, for example, particularly a crisis counselor. Can you imagine? I just want to say to all my crisis people, if you're suicidal, call the hotline. Don't call me. If you're having a serious anxiety attack or whatever, don't talk to me. That you make a decision as to what form of work you're going to do. If you're a dry cleaner, you can shut off. Nobody's going to call you and say, hey, listen, you got a few minutes to come in and do some dry cleaning? When you go home, that's the end of it. Government needs to get out. This is what bugs me about this. There was a guy sitting around that went, you know, I see people on their phones all the time, and I heard of, you know, friends that have had to go back to work and do things, and I think it's unfair. And I don't want to have to do it. So I'm going to, you know, try to get a piece of legislation passed that says you have to disconnect. You have the right to disconnect. You're doggone right you have the right to disconnect. You also have the right to not work at that job. You have the right to find a career that doesn't mean you have to go do something outside of work, you know, beyond that. You have all kinds of rights. So what's the government doing besides getting in the middle of it? And you can bet they're looking for a way to tax this. Here's what they want. They want people to complain so they can say, okay, we need to have a commission. We need to get a body of 10 or 15 people. They will investigate complaints. We'll get money allocated. And eventually, it'll pay for itself because we'll start fining people when they do this. And I can see this thing exploding because that's how government grows. And that bureaucracy is what they want to count as real jobs. It's pathetic. Seriously is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition efficacious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. Nutramedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's talking about the right to disconnect. This guy in New York, a councilman, who says, you know, businesses cannot compel employees to read emails or to answer voicemails or whatever after the fact. And I completely agree that businesses have to have their cutoff times, but that's not for the government to determine. Here's what it boils down to. Big Brother is going to protect you from that job you work so hard to get. I want you to think about the day you interview for a job and you need it. You need the money. You want the self-esteem that comes from it. You've trained in your career to do whatever that job is. You understand the pros and cons of a job like whatever you have. And you get it. And you're all excited. You're calling friends. You're like, hey, yeah, Susan, I got the job. Yeah, really? You got it? Oh, my gosh. And everybody's celebrating. And then the moment you get there, you know what the government does? The government goes, so what? You got a job. We gave you that job. Now, here's what you need to do while at the job. Forget what the work is. Understand that we're going to tell your boss and your company what to do, and we're going to rely on you to do this for us. So your first job is to complain. Find a reason to complain. Oh, I have to come in too early. I have to stay later. They don't do this on our breaks. They don't provide free lunches and babysitting and dry cleaning and pickup service and everything else. They won't fly my children on vacation for free. I don't get 6 months of family leave in the event somebody gets a hangnail at my house and a host of other things. I need a dog walker and a dog sitter when I go on vacation. Oh, what? I don't have a paid vacation for, 4 months out of the year? If you let me go, I want 75% of my salary. No, make it 100% of my salary. Union? Heck yeah, I'll join the union. Then I can do even less. That's what the federal government does. It just pounds the producer, the guy who starts, gives you the opportunity. You are dying to get this job, man. You want it so bad with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul because you have skills that you want to use. And the minute you get that job, the government goes, to heck with your skills. You are now a complainer, a professional complainer. And that's why I hope that you're black. I hope you're a woman or, let's all say it together, a Guatemalan midget. I want you to be something to have a reason to complain. This isn't about making America great again, making your company good. This is about the ability for us to put pressure on that company to the point where that company decides it needs to leave the country. So there's even more complaining. We will advocate for you when they've left. We will fight for you. Even though you drove them out with your ability not to do the job correctly and the fact that they had to hire five people to try to do one person's job, or actually a half a person if it was in Asia or somewhere in the Far East, Then they wonder why they're losing money and, you know, losing revenue, losing stockholders, losing their base, losing the product, you know, domination and so on and so forth. But that's what we're up against. But hey, Big Brother's going to protect you from all of that that you create. Somehow we're going to do it. We will figure out a way to rob rich people. We will demonize them into oblivion until they finally capitulate and understand they're going to lose even when they think they're winning. And Donald Trump says, I want to break up all that. And they go, oh, he's in cahoots with the Russians. It's really funny how Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, is in cahoots with the Russians. He's expelled 60 Russian intelligence operatives from the U.S., 48 from their embassy, 12 from the U.N. He's demanded that their consulate in Seattle be shut. 14 EU countries in Ukraine have also announced expulsion of the Russians. And I believe the UK got rid of 23 Russians last week. Now, let's just concentrate on America. The guy who's in cahoots, Putin's puppet, blah, 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 has just taken a massive step towards Russia and saying, you're not going to be doing these things. You know, you can't go around poisoning people, poisoning their families, and doing all these shenanigans with impunity. So we're going to penalize you. We're going to input and do more sanctions, and we're going to keep you out of the U.S. markets. We're going to make you so dependent upon oil and gas and vodka and caviar. That's all you're going to be exporting. We're going to do it differently. But he's in bed with Russian. He's a puppet of Russian, a tool of the man, a guy who shows every single day that his foreign policy of screw you and the horse you rode in on, America's number one. We will try to our best to be number one, but we challenge you to go for it. That's his foreign policy. That's the foreign policy you have. I don't know if you've paid attention, but when you have a kid and your kid is in an event, your foreign policy is, my kid is who I'm going to cheer for. I hope my kid wins. And congratulations for your child getting second. Oh, but if your child happens to win, you know, I'm happy for you. But don't misunderstand me. I'm still wanting my kid to win, to beat yours. You can be second all day. I'll congratulate you. The minute you get first, I'm going to be on my kid going, don't worry about it, champ. We're going to get out there and do it again. My kid's going to be gunning for you. Just the way it is. Your foreign policy is identical to Donald Trump's common sense foreign policy that says America comes first, but Russia, go for it. Try to beat us. I never looked at the other competitors in a race or something, or, you know, playing football and said, oh, those little suckers out there trying to beat my kid. Man, I can't stand them kids. They suck. No, I know what they're there for. They're not there to cheer my kid. Go! Go, little Jackson! You can do it. They're trying to dethrone that little black dude. They want him out of there. And I don't look at those parents and go, oh, look at you. You brought your kids. This isn't about your kids. This is about us cheering on mine. And how dare you bring your children to my son's event? Kevin, they're in the same grade. Put them in another sport. Said no parent ever. They're cheering for their kids. I'm cheering for my kids. And I'm not mad at them, and they're not mad at me. Why can't that work in the real world where we cheer for America and Russia cheers for Russia? But if we happen to win, I ain't mad at them. Russians probably, let me put it this way, they probably export more caviar than we do. I'm not mad at them. They may make more different vodkas than we do. I don't know. But if they do, I'm not mad. You know, go do your thing, guys. That's our foreign policy. The census. Just to touch on that real quick because we're running out of time. So I was on TV arguing about the census. We know what the ploy is, California to get more votes. They're losing votes. But what's funny to me is how easily you see this coming, right? You know what's going on here. California wants to legalize illegal voters, count them in the census, so they can stop losing congressmen. That's it. California's electoral number is the biggest. It's the largest state, most populous state. If it continues the way that it's going, it won't be. Good, solid people, people who love California, liberals, are finally going, you know what? This is untenable. We're getting taxed into oblivion. Jobs are leaving. opportunity is leaving. I'm going to tell you something. There's a housing bubble that's going to hit California. I don't know when it's going to happen, but don't be caught with your pants down, because it's going to hit, and it's not going to be fun when that hits. That housing bubble, you can't sustain that when you have no positive producing people coming in. When you're letting your country be in, your state being invaded, by illegals who bring nothing to the party and who are relying on the goodness of people who just want to hang in there, man. They think it's going to turn around. There are leftists. Look, what was this? Alamitos, Los Alamitos, that said, we're not going into the sanctuary city. It was in I think it's in Orange County. They go, we're fighting against our own state. Here's what I think should happen. Donald Trump should send the National Guard in, arrest Jerry Brown and all the legislators in California, and say, look, we're not tolerating you thwarting American law. It will no longer be tolerated. Let's form a, if we're going to have a constitutional crisis, let's do it the right way. Jerry Brown and that ilk are not doing a service to America, to their constituents, and they're certainly not helping the rest of America as they fight common sense legislation, things that are already on the books. And why do we let them get away with it? Let me tell you, if the shoe were on the other foot and the left didn't like what the governor of California was doing, if he were cracking down on illegal immigration or whatever, or if he took this stance and they were opposite, they would be calling for his head, and rightfully so. I'm calling metaphorically for the head of Governor Jerry Brown, Moonbeam, because he knows what's right. And he's doing it not that doesn't even matter. Right versus wrong, I want you to understand, does not compute for leftists. They have one thing that they think about, and that is they want to win. It really is just about winning, keeping us off foot. Off kilter, I should say. So citizenship should absolutely is the only thing that we care about in the census. I don't care how many, if you want to have illegals there and you're not going to do anything about it, I can't say anything about that. But if you think they're going to count in the census, you must be out of your mind. In California, we must probably need to recount everything these clowns do and make sure there's somebody there that represents conservatives when they count the census.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right, $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Thanks very much, Mr. Chairman. It's my understanding that under federal law, fugitives cannot legally purchase or possess guns. We've heard from local law enforcement that the Justice Department has issued a memo that forced the FBI NICS background check database to drop more than 500,000 names of fugitives with outstanding arrest warrants because it was uncertain whether those fugitives had fled across state lines. Mr. Bowditch, can you describe why this determination was made by the Justice Department?
Yes, ma'am. That was a decision that was made
Under the previous administration, it was the Department of Justice's Office of Legal Counsel that reviewed the law and believed that it needed to be interpreted so that if someone was a fugitive in a state, there had to be indications that they had crossed state lines. Otherwise, they were not known to be a fugitive under the law and the way it was interpreted.
That was Diane Feinstein, I was thinking Barbara Boxer, Diane Feinstein, finding out that Barack Obama released 500,000 people illegally. But it gets worse than that. We were talking about the census, and Michelle Malkin wrote a piece back in 2010 about how Barack Obama politicized the U.S. census drive, and he used Karl Rove to do a public service announcement that said essentially on video, please answer the 10 easy questions. They're almost the same ones Madison helped write for the first census back in 1790. If you don't join the census bandwagon, James Madison will have lost. Well, Michelle Malkin writes this piece that is absolutely stunning in its condemnation of what Barack Obama did. Now, remember this. In 2010, America was in triage over jobs that had been lost, and we were still losing. Barack Obama was losing jobs. He couldn't turn the economy around, and along comes the census. And instead of just using the census in a nonpartisan, nonpolitical way, and just saying, we're going to count the number of Americans, he decided to make it his special interest wish list. So here's what Malkin writes. She says, for the record, I have no beef with the constitutional mandate. I complied by filling out my census form and sending it back with American in the blank for race and ethnicity to register my opposition to governmental racial classifications. I did the same thing. I don't answer black, white, whatever. Obviously, I'm not white. Well, I'm 21% white, so I could technically answer white. But I answer American. I always write it in, American. She goes on to say this, despite apocalyptic suggestions by census officials and some Republican politicians that conservatives are recklessly boycotting the decennial headcount, analysis by both right-leaning Daily Caller and left-leaning Plumline websites show that the return rates from conservative counties are in line with national averages. So what makes the Obama census campaign different? First, it's naked left-wing special interest pandering. The White House, get this, at the time, is championing a queer the census movement by pro-gay marriage groups, for example. And let me just stop there just a second. They want to queer. I don't know whether they're asking about sexuality. Are you a lesbian, gay, whatever? I don't remember the 2010 census, but I'm not. I wouldn't shock me at all if they wanted to gather those statistics so they could figure out a way to use those against you. The next, the Commerce Department is working with open borders leaders who want to use the census as leverage to stop all immigration raids. Now, we've already just talked about, you know, what they're trying to do right now by saying you shouldn't determine who's a citizen and who's not. And I bet you California's putting special rules that say just put how many people, don't put who's legit and things like this. Now, my hope is that Donald Trump loads the census people in 2020 with a group of folks that are going to legitimately go into these sanctuary areas and say, no, I want to see your birth certificate. I want to make sure you're an American citizen. She goes on to say this, Michelle Malkin. The electoral stakes are high. Some $400 billion in federal funding, and most importantly, the apportionment of congressional seats are up for grabs. Instead of a straightforward enumeration of the American population, Obama and the left's identity politic mongers are turning the $1 billion taxpayer-subsidized census public relations drive into a government preferences lobbying bonanza. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second. We've spent $1 billion in order to be told that, you know, there's a gay thing. You know, all these different things that Barack Obama was pushing, they put it into the agenda, but it gets far worse. She says, more galling, the White House manipulation of census worker employment to goose the jobless rate. Last week, the government touted employment figures bolstered by the hiring of temporary workers for the census 2010. The Census Bureau anticipates it may add nearly 750,000 workers to its payroll by May. liberal economist Heidi Scherzholz exulted in the Hill, "This is the best time census you could ever dream of, and Team Obama plans to milk it for all it's worth." Over the past several weeks, I've received emails from census workers, and so she goes on to say this. So let me read a couple of these emails from census workers back in 2010. "I've been working with the census for 2 weeks, and every day I shake my head at the blatant inefficiency and deliberate misuse of taxpayer money. Specifically, we've been doing enumeration for those who do not have a home, the homeless in shelters, soup kitchens, and in targeted, non-sheltered outdoor locations such as parks, subway stations, etc. I personally have been sent to check on shelters that were already determined to be day programs during the preceding round of quality control, yet they pay me mileage and hourly wage to go back and make sure that there are only still day programs. I walk through parks and parking lots looking for homeless people to enumerate, not even by talking to them, but just by observing their race, sex, and approximate age. The way the process has been set up by government bureaucracy is so backwards and prevents a person who is industrious and efficient from being able to work freely. This is the first job where I'm encouraged to be slow and inefficient." Now, that's the prevailing messages are along those lines. This is the government that condones unionization for this very same reason. This is the government that penalizes high performers. So I'll go to the next one. "Last summer, I participated in the Address Canvassing AC project. What this entailed was walking around a neighborhood, literally door to door with a little handheld computer. My job was not to enter addresses so that these people could receive their form, but to make sure the addresses that the first wave of people put into the system and appeared on the computer were actually there. Mostly it was me getting paid $15.25 an hour plus mileage to take my dog for a walk and push a few buttons. In an average suburban neighborhood where the houses are somewhat close to each other, it was no problem to do 35 to 40 addresses per hour once you learn how to quickly enter the data into the computer. The census said that I should be doing about 12 to 15 per hour. My direct bosses told me that I should not be doing 35 to 40 because it was making them and other people look bad. So instead of walking at a snail's pace, I just did my 35 to 40 per hour, doubled my time when I submitted my hours. Again, sorry for the tax grab, but I was told not to be so darn deficient or else I'd be cut. I had the great pleasure of working for the address canvassing last spring." Here's another one. "I was hired in early April for a job that was to be completed by the first week of July. Have a military background in HR, and the whole process left me with blood squirting from my eyes. I worked the field for 4 days so I would know what to do. The remainder of my time was spent sitting in a McDonald's to have a daily progress meeting with each of the enumerators. I was paid from the time I left my house to the time I got home, plus mileage. I was told to pad the time or mileage to cover my McDonald's food since I was camping in a booth all day. For that, I was paid $11.75 an hour. Really good crew. We were done by the second week of May. Philly was going nuts because our region was getting so close to getting done so fast, but there was nothing we could do to slow it down another 2 months. I never saw such a mismanaged outfit in all my life. Shook my head in total disbelief." So those are the types of stories that these people were telling in 2010, at a time when Obama couldn't find a job if it was, you know, his back pocket of his jeans. And people squandering our funding. These people don't care about your money. They don't care about your well-being. They don't care about how good of a job you get. They don't care if you work at all. All they care about is fleecing people. If you want to work, come to the party, baby. They will fleece you like everybody else. You want to play by the rules? You want to be, you know, hold people accountable? They will get rid of you with a quickness. That's what we're dealing with. And these people want you to believe they care, that they really want to help you. And everybody else that these special interest groups that they're talking about, they manipulate everything that they put their fuzzy little crooked hands on, and all for the sake of power. I don't know of a true conservative I've ever met that is anywhere close to being that devious.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.